starting with the inside of a wagon wheel, you have the hub, and the spokes come out, and they fit into the...
Well, I always said the spokes fit into the hub.
Well, on the outside, though, the what part of the wheel touches the ground?
Oh, the... I don't know what you'd call it. You're talking about the whole wheel. I just call it the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of the rim or tire or felly?
Well, I just call it a tire. I don't remember ever calling it on a wooden deal like that. I just call it the wheel.
Mm-hmm. What's the tire made out of on a wagon?
Wood.
Uh-huh. And if you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the bar of wood that the trace is fastened onto.
And you lost me. I don't know that much about a wagon.
Do you ever hear of a single tree or whiffle tree?
I heard the word single tree.
Uh-huh. Did you know what it meant?
Well, talking about a wagon single tree, I guess it's what you're talking about, that piece that comes out to hitch him up to, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, that's where I've heard the word single tree, but I've never hitched up horses to a wagon.
You ever heard of double single tree or double tree or evener?
No.
And you'd say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
good.
Or another word for that.
Fertile.
And what different kinds of land do you have around here?
Different kinds of land?
Mm-hmm.
By classification, good and bad.
What?
Fertile and salty. That's the way I look at it around here.
Any special names for kinds of soil?
Well, you got... I got river bottom,
mm-hmm,
and ebony. It's called some ebony. There's a lot of ebony trees, and it's pretty good soil. I call it ebony dirt.
What does it look like?
Oh, it's real soft and fine and grows stuff real good. Mm-hmm. As opposed to being, kind of got a brown color to it, and a lot of land around here is grayish.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a salt in it won't hardly grow anything but Johnson grass and scrub brush.
What about the river bottom?
Well, that's good, too. That's probably the best there is for farming. It's kind of got a little sandy feeling to it. It's fine. Hell.
You want me to just keep your stuff warm?
I'll be there in a minute.
You want to stop now? Or?
You know, how much more you got to go?
Well, I can shut it off now if you want.
Yeah, well, what time is it? If she's got supper, it's got to be pretty close.
Yeah.
President's had in my lifetime were Truman and Johnson.
Most people around here like Johnson, pretty much, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody around here knows that he stole his first election.
How did he do that?
He jimmied up one of the ballot boxes. It came in about 3 hours late up there from around up somewhere. Where was it? It's box 13 in some county up west and north of here. So for a long time they called him Box 13 Johnson. All the votes were in and he was about just a few behind. And this one box didn't show up. And then about 2-3 hours later, here come that box and he went by 11 or 15 votes or something like that. And everybody up there swears he stuffed it.
This was first
ran for Congress, yeah.
Texas politics
is dirty.
It has a lot of machines, doesn't it?
They've cleaned out a lot of them, but it's pretty machinish, yeah.
What's it like around here?
Here in this town, it's small townish nitpicking is what it is. Brownsville is cliquish. It's got little cliques. And it just depends, every so often, every few years, one clicks in and the other one's out, and the other one gets back in and the other one's out, and they swap people back and forth in jobs and things. It's just, I guess it's pretty much that way all over. I don't know. The ins and the outs. Browns was pretty bad at one time. They had some boys down there that were really knocking down money off contracts and street contracts and stuff.
Where was this Jim Wells from? Was he from...
Jim Wells?
Uh-huh. He was, I think, in the 20s or 30s or something like that. Did you ever hear anything about him?
Well, there's a Jim Wells County.
I think it's named after him.
Yeah, but I know who he is. Jim Wells. I don't know.